Here's our NFL insider, writer with The Athletic, longtime NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Michael, do you think it would matter if Lamar Jackson didn't play the final two games? Do you think he'd still win the MVP?
No, I think it's over. I think it's all those people that thought he was a wide receiver that, you know, was worried about him. You know, they're all going to come out and get the erasers out and change their reports and say, you know, we knew this guy was something special. He's the MVP of the league. I think it's pretty clear, and he deserves it. I mean, look, he's taken this team, and he's turned them around, and they're hard to beat. They score points at a rapid pace, and they're just truly remarkable. And what he's doing is nothing new to me because I watched him do it at Louisville.
What was the fear? Like, well, why did he slide? Like, what was the fear? Like, this guy was just, I don't know. How does a talent like that slide that far down a list?
I think a lot of it is people just can't think outside the box in the NFL. Look, Walsh told me years ago the hardest position to evaluate was the quarterback, and it's even harder to coach. And he's so right, right? And nobody really could understand it. I got killed. I mean, I'm talking about killed. Now, look, I'm pretty thick-skinned. When you work for Al Davis, you're used to getting yelled at quite a bit. But I thought the Browns should have taken Bradley Chubb, the first pick overall, and then the fourth pick take Quentin Nelson or Roquan Smith, and then trade back into the first round and get Lamar Jackson and end up with those three players. And I got killed for that. I got destroyed for that. And, you know, and I think that was the move they had to make. Now they got Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. You couldn't trade either two of those guys for Lamar Jackson.
No, you couldn't. I couldn't even imagine what a package would look like for the guy who's going to win the MVP in his second year in the league. Better season overall, Lamar Jackson in 2019 or Patrick Mahomes in 2018?
Well, Mahomes is just more. We're not used to seeing what Mahomes did, but we kind of understand what Mahomes did, right? You know, we see it, we get it. But the reality of it is what this kid's doing with his feet, 1,000 yards rushing, and then the throws he made last night, even the pass interference call in the end zone. I mean, that was a hell of a throw that the pass interference kept it away from being a touchdown. So, I mean, all these people that said he was a wide receiver, you know, now they're all going to change their tune and say, well, the offense suits him. No, well, that's part of picking players, right? Isn't that part of picking players to put him in a system that suits his skill set? And so, you know, I think it's just completely people are unwilling to think outside the box. The Arizona Cardinals general manager traded up a third to five to get Josh Rosen. And then he takes Kyler Murray the next year. If he would have picked Lamar Jackson at 10, it would have been no problem, right? And so the Buffalo Bills, nobody said Josh Allen was a wide receiver, but Josh Allen can't hold Lamar Jackson's jock in terms of throwing the football. But we knew it then, but now all of a sudden everybody knows it.
Michael, you just mentioned Baker Mayfield. In management, if you were in management in Cleveland, how would you handle a situation where he has the audacity to question the medical staff's handling of Odell Beckham Jr. in front of cameras? I mean, I don't know. I thought it was ridiculous. How would you have handled that situation?
Well, I think whoever's the GM of that team needs to have a heart-to-heart with this kid and say, look, you know, you're not our authority, okay? You play here. You work here. You don't run this team. And you're not going to be the guy who's the spokesman for the team. Our head coach is going to be the spokesman. And what you're doing is subversive from within. And that's not really what we're looking for. We're not looking for subversive from within. Now, you don't have to like everything we're doing, but you don't have to air what you're saying to the public because ultimately that's not your job.
No.
See, this really all comes back to Belichick's do your job, right? Like, know what your job is. And clearly, Baker Mayfield has no idea what his job is.
With Michael Lombardi, your NFL insider, Spygate 2.0, that's what it's being labeled as. I mean, we don't know what the penalty's going to be for, you know, New England and whoever was on the staff that was in Cleveland last week taping the Cincinnati sideline.
But according to Belichick, he had no idea about this camera crew.
He had no idea.
Yep.
He's washed his hands of it. He's moving on to Cincinnati. I think it could be a galvanizing moment again for New England. I'd watch what you wish for the rest of the NFL. But what do you, based on history and what we've seen before with the NFL and this team in particular, how do you see this playing out?
Well, I think it's really true. I think that he had nothing to do with it. This is so, I mean, I've worked there. And when you'd walk out the practice, you go by the Kraft production company, which is the people that did this. And there's no synergy between Kraft production and the Patriots coaching staff. You don't even know who's in there. None of that, right? So to me, this is a non-issue. Now, look, I can understand people linking 1 + 1 = 2, right, because of past discretions. But this is really, really not even close to being a story. The worldwide leader has generated it, and it's going to keep generating it. So we'll see where it goes. But the one thing I will say unequivocally, that there's no way Belichick was involved in any of this.
Is it going to matter, though, if you're Goodell? I mean, you're going to hammer them, aren't you?
I mean, you got to have evidence.
Well, you got 8 minutes of the sideline. That's pretty good evidence.
Yeah, but what do you have? What do you have? 8 minutes of what? What do you have?
Video of the Bengals sideline.
What would he be doing that video? Like, who's that video for if it's not for the
right.
New England Patriots?
Robert,
I have no idea. But there's nothing you're going to learn. There's nothing you're going to learn from that video. There's helmet to radio communication. So in the old days when they taped sidelines, and look, I said this on my podcast, the GM Shuffle. You know, maybe the last podcast I ever do before I die, I'll name the names of all the people who were cheating on signals, you know, in the NFL, because it's a fairly long list. And, you know, but, I mean, look, that crime, they paid a price for that, deservedly so. This one, there's really nothing here.
Well, I just feel like it's, you know how this league works. The other 31 teams hate New England. They hate Robert Kraft. They hate Belichick. And I feel like Jerry Jones, especially if they miss the playoffs, it'll be someone else's fault, and it'll be this intern up in Cleveland, and they're gonna put pressure on him. Like, I think that's what happened with Deflategate.
They already got a pound of flesh. They already got a pound of flesh on Deflategate. There was nothing to Deflategate. There was nothing there at all. They suspended the greatest player in the history of the game for 4 games for nothing. For nothing. And so I don't know how much more flesh they can take. They took a first-round pick. Every time I watch Jarrett Reed play up at Seattle, I think, God dang, he should have been on our team. You know, how much more can you take with no evidence? At some point, this is a kangaroo court. There's nothing here. Now, the first time they did it, no doubt. I think the second time Deflategate, people were on him saying, you know, you didn't punish him hard enough for Deflategate. Okay, maybe you came back on that. But this one, there's nothing here. This is a non-story.
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, primetime Sunday night. You don't see that a lot. You don't hear that a lot. The Steelers have been there. The Bills haven't. How do you see that game playing out?
Well, I think it comes down to Josh Allen. Can he throw the football, right? So he loses to Philadelphia, can't make a throw. He loses to Cleveland, and Cleveland doesn't make throws. He loses last week and can't make enough throws to really win the game against Baltimore. So for me, it comes down to, can he make plays in the passing game? I think Buffalo is really good on defense. I think it'll be a really good game. I think Buffalo has a chance to win the game. But Josh Allen has to make plays with his arm, not just his feet.
Should be a fun weekend. Enjoy it, Michael. Do it again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider.